you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
How to apply for a job, how to advance from the mailroom, how to sit down at a desk, how to take memorandums, how to develop executive style, how to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to succeed. How to observe personnel. How to select whom to lunch with. How to avoid petty friends. How to begin making contacts. How to walk into a conference room with an idea, brilliant business idea, that will make your expense account zoom. This book is all that I need. How to succeed.
Forget about your expense account. Doesn't Bobby Morse's rendition of that song just make your heart go zoom? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now fall-like hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, we've done, you know, many, many broadcasts. We've done over 320 broadcasts, and of course we always focus on material that has some kind of excellence or something worth sharing with you listeners. And today I thought I would focus on what I call great performances. I'll steal that title from the wonderful PBS show. These are renditions of material that to me are so compelling that they're unforgettable in terms of their insight or their passion or their charm or their interpretation, whatever it happens to be, from a cast album or something else. So they're all good songs, but even better than that, they are great performances. And I remember listening to that zoom in Bobby Morse's voice and thinking that was so transcendent, it made you feel like you were sitting in, house seats to watch How to Succeed. You felt really in the moment. And it's not that easy, because a lot of these performances are done in a studio, you know, at 3 a.m. or recorded under very adverse circumstances. But here are people who managed to pull something extraordinary out of their musical hats. Well, we couldn't talk about interpretation and great performances without dealing in some way with Frank Sinatra, who in, you know, arguably, or maybe not arguably, is just simply one of the great interpreters of 20th century song. Here is A Foggy Day from Damsel in Distress, a movie score written by George and Ira Gershwin. It had been around, I don't know, 15, 20 years before he recorded it. But he does something in the middle of this with the word shining that the first time I heard it, I burst into tears, and it just moves me. It's so evocative and wonderful. So listen for it. I think you're in for a treat from Frank Sinatra.
I was a stranger in the city. Out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do. The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. Foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wondered, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Now, if you've listened to even three episodes of Broadway to Main Street, you know what a big fan I am of Sammy Davis Jr.'s and his interpretations. This is an album he made for Decca with Carmen McRae of Selections from Porgy and Bess. Now, that's a score that every major singer at least touched some of, but it's written for opera singers. It's not written for pop singers or even Broadway singers. But listen to what Carmen McRae does. We're not really going to spotlight Sam here. We're going to spotlight Carmen McRae, the way she wants to give herself to Porgy and the way she's also withholding because she knows her own personal frailties when it comes to Crown. I think it is an astonishing performance by Carmen McRae.
You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. I ain't gonna try to keep no woman that don't want to stay. If he wants to go to Crown, well, that's for you to say.
I want to stay here, but I ain't worthy. You are too decent to understand. For when I see him, he hypnotizes. When he takes hold of me with his hot hands, someday I know he's coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy, deep inside me. But when he comes, I know I have to go.
But if there weren't no Crown, Bess, if there was just only you and Porgy, what then?
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever, and I'd be glad.
There, there, Bess, you don't need to be afraid no more.
You picked up happiness and laid your worries down. You're gonna live easy, you're gonna live high. You're gonna outshine every woman in this town. And remember, when crown comes, that's my business. Stay with Poggy, you won't stay
with his hot hand.
You got a home now, honey, you got love.
If you can keep
so
it,
no more crying, can't you understand?
I want to
You're
stay
You're gonna
here
go about your business singing
with you forever.
Cause you got Poggy. Yeah!
So those two in a Decca studio, they still make you surrender to the great emotional availability of Porgy and Bess. Well, charm is an important part in performing anywhere on Broadway. All lots of shows are about characters being charming and winning people over. One of the most charming performances on record, I got to see sort of a little of him do it at West Bay Music Fair, actually, is Hal Linden in a star vehicle, a star-making vehicle for him called the Rothschilds. And here he plays a poor Austrian Jew trying to convince his wife that the world could be better for them despite all the odds. And just listen to the way Linden pulls this character and his desires in such a winning, winning way. I love this performance.
That's all I really want, a place to lay my head and to be with you. Just one room, a table and a stove, a bureau and a bed and a chair or two. One window with curtains, one flower, one pot. It sounds like so little, it's not. A place to start a life and live from day to day as our neighbors do. Just one room, a place to be alone, a baby of my own and you. To clean for and cook for as mother and wife is all that I look for in life.
I've seen our neighbors' wives, how quickly they grow old when the children come. In one room, a dozen hungry mouths, and not enough to fill even one of them. Too sad for little, for most wives, that's fine. I cannot accept it for mine. Never have to see apologetic looks in her husband's eyes. My wife will have as good a life as my will and my brain can devise. Will you settle for more rather than less? Can you make that sacrifice?
Yes. If one room's not good enough for you, I'll do the best I can with two.
Well, I do whatever Hal Linden told me to as well. The end of Act One in musicals is often the big dramatic spotlight, depending on the character arc, certainly. Everything's Coming Up Roses, Merman and Gypsy, or slightly before the end of the first act, Soliloquy, John Raitt, and Carousel. We're not playing any of those big old Titanic performances. We're going to listen to an end of Act One performance that still blows me away. I remember listening to the LP in college, and I think I stole it from the college library. Don't tell anyone. This is Inga Swenson, an unparalleled performer of technique and character and personality, singing the end of Act One of 110 in the Shade, where she plays a young woman who desperately fears that marriage and happiness will never come to her in her lifetime. And it's a knockout.
Lizzie! Lizzie!
Zowie, don't you feel like you're in the theater and the curtain comes down right before intermission? Wow, Inga Swenson. Well, one of the things I also find interesting in terms of performances, if you follow these kinds of things, a performer usually records a cast album maybe a couple days after the show opens. It used to be done on a Sunday, so maybe they haven't even lived in their parts yet completely. But Elaine Stritch played the lead character, Mimi Paragon, in Noel Coward's Sail Away, 61, 62, 63. So by the time she did it in the West End, which is the recording we'll hear, she has really grown into this material in a way that she can sort of pull it apart and release herself emotionally. We usually think of Elaine Stritch as, you know, a battle axe. But her incredibly vulnerable performance from the British LP, it's a little scratchy, bear with it, I think is extraordinary.
Thank This is not a day like any other day. This is something special and apart. Something to remember when the coldness of December chills my heart. Something very strange is happening to me. Every face I see seems to be smiling. All the sounds I hear, the buses changing gear, suddenly appear to be beguiling. Nobody is melancholy, nobody is sad. Not a single shadow on the sea. Some magician's spell has made this magic start, and I feel I want to hold each shining moment in my heart. Something strange and gay on this enchanted day seems to be happening. Something very strange is happening to me. Every cat I see seems to be purring. And I can clearly tell in every clanging bell some forgotten melody recurring. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, beggar, man, or thief. Every single leaf on every tree seems to be aware something in the air. And if only I were younger, I'd put ribbons in my hair. Something strange and gay on this romantic day seems to be happening to me.
Bad news, sir?
Bad news. You've just brought me the most superlatively good news since the dove brought the first green leaf to Noah.
Father, what's up, Mr. Browning, sir?
She's invited me to tea.
Ah, that's nice.
Nice. Man, the heavens have opened. Tell the sky. I carry the moon in my pocket. Down came the moon like a rocket and plummeted into my pocket. The morning sun must have forgotten to lock it. I carry the moon in my pocket and the lightning is shining with stars. Depressed was I when suddenly out of the blue came Kittling Crescent and you came. A luminous letter from you came. Now hope soars high and nothing can possibly stop it. I carry the moon in my pocket and my jacket is Venus and Mars. Trumpets ring out, come choristers sing out. Every bold, bright banner and flag be unfurled. The moon and I are treading a heavenly highway, so anyone traveling my way, all's right with the world. I carry the moon, a magical moon, a marvelous moon in my pocket, a magical moon, a mellifluous tune, and all's right with the world.
You carry the moon, a magical moon, a marvelous moon in your pocket, a magical moon, a catch of a tune, and all's right with the world. Tell the sky, you carry the moon in your pocket, dropping the moon like a rocket, and plummeted into your pocket. The morning sun, you must have forgotten to lock it. You carry the moon in your pocket, the light is shining with stars.
Lightning, thunder, the earth is a wonder.
sea where every valley and hill is jeweled. The Milky Way has added that carpet of glory. The finishing touch to the story is all strife in the world. The finishing touch, the delicate touch, the twist in the wrist of the story. The ultimate touch is certainly such that all strife in the world. Grand crescendo, come on, Mr. Blendo. Let your clear imperious message be heard. Proclaim to all the moon is as light as a feather when you and your lover together. All's right with the world. The moon is as light, the moon is as light, the moon is as light as a feather. It comes from above with a symbol of love. It comes from above with its message of love. It comes from above, and when you're in love, all's right, all's right, all's right with the world. All's right with the world.
Another thrilling West End performance. That's Keith Michelle from a British musical I love called Robert and Elizabeth. And again, the charm in that performance just takes you right to the edge of your seat. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at great performances, or at least great performances on recordings that really make you feel the full emotional grab and technique and charm of all these great Broadway performers. Well, you could never discuss the idea of performing a Broadway song with vocal technique and acting chops and not mention Audra McDonald. This is a song from the film of A Little Night Music. She sang it in Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday concert, I think his 80th birthday, and then recorded it. And it's about a girl who misses her mother, who's an actress, but she has very conflicting opinions about that, that she even can't articulate herself. So if you want to hear singing and acting at its best in one lovely, fantastic container, this is Audra McDonald.
Ordinary mothers lead ordinary lives. Keep the house and sweep the parlor, mend the clothes and tend the children. Ordinary mothers, like ordinary wives, make the beds and bake the pies and wither on the vine. That line. Dying by inches every night, what a glamorous life. Brought on by winches to recite, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers never get the flowers, and ordinary mothers never get the joys. Ordinary mothers couldn't cough for hours maintaining their boys. Sandwiches only, but she eats what she wants when she wants. Sometimes it's lonely, but she meets many handsome gallants. Ordinary mothers don't live out of cases, but ordinary mothers don't go different places, which ordinary mothers can't do. Be mothers, oh dear, mine's away in a play, and she's realer than they. What if her brooch is only glass and her costumes unravel? What if her coach is second class? She at least gets to travel. And sometime this summer, meaning soon, she'll be traveling to me. Sometime this summer, maybe June, I got a new place she'll see. Ordinary daughters may think life is better with ordinary mothers near them when they choose, but ordinary daughters seldom get a letter enclosing reviews. Gay and resilient with applause, what a glamorous life. Speeches are brilliant if they're shores, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers needn't meet committees, but ordinary mothers don't get keys to cities. No, ordinary mothers merely see their children all year, which is lovely, I hear, but it does interfere with the glamorous it is full of surprises. And sometime this summer, she'll come galloping over the green. Sometime this summer, to the rescue, my mother the queen. Ordinary mother's thrive on being private, and ordinary mother somehow can survive it. But ordinary mother's never, no, they're just standing still.
Well, performances don't have to be moving or dramatic to be great. Here are two spectacular clowns, Chris Sieber and Sara Ramirez, singing a song that always makes me laugh every time I hear it, from Spamalot.
In every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace,
and then we change the key.
Carry it away.
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is too long. Jesus Christ, God damn!
Don't be singing this to me.
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane. The song always ends.
They're so funny. I love that Colm Wilkinson imitation that Chris Sieber does in the middle there. Well, clowns who want to play Hamlet, you know, one of the great tropes in world entertainment. Here are two comedians doing extraordinary work with these incredible soliloquies that they're forced to do. Here's Madeline Kahn from On the 20th Century juggling every kind of theatrical style you could possibly imagine in hilarious and brilliant fashion.
Max, I've got to reread this play, Babette. Get Oscar and the Mary Magdalene play out of my mind. An evening late in June, a formal dinner at Babette's. The talk is sharp and swift, and yet the atmosphere is fraught with tension. Everyone is there. Corrupt. And debonair. A Mayfair set convention. Babette speaks. I gave this small soiree to tell you all the shrieking news. I'm leaving Rodney's bed. The joke is that I'm also leaving Nigel. What a shabby lot. Bedecked with jewels between two fools, all hope is gone, the dance goes on and make the music hot. Rodney speaks, Babette, if you think that you can throw away, and so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. Nigel speaks, what? Babette, this charade will have to end, and so and so and so and so. Rodney, why, you filthy swat, and so and so and so and so. And the guests chatter, and so and so and so and so and so. Babette, my cigarette is out. Oh, Rodney, please get me a light. I need another drink. She sneers and hurls her glass of gin at Nigel. What a shabby lot. I'll get away to Saint-Tropez. In gin and bitters, drown my jitters.
Lily, forget Babette. You'll be magnificent as Mary Magdalene.
Yes. Take your wine away. Reborn am I today. Redemption. Our sins will be forgiven. And we shall be... No. I need another drink. I think I'd like a sip of champagne, or better still, a sort of cocaine, or better still, let us seek salvation. My cigarette is out, the gin is never strong enough. I live for endless loving, boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be safe. Boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be safe. Rodney, Nigel, Rodney, boozing, dancing, cruising. We shall be. My cigarette is saved. My cigarette is saved. My cigarette is saved. Where are you, Rodney, Nigel, Nigel, Rodney, Rodney, Nigel? Oscar, 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 Oscar. Oscar. Goodbye, Oscar. Goodbye, Mary Magdalene. Max, I love your play. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Max, I'll do this play. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs all of my life. All of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets all of my life. I thought there was nothing alive, just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps, all of my life. all of my life. I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on, it's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny? Funny? Want to hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is Ubi Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You too can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
Phil Silvers in his 11 o'clock number from Do Re Mi, music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Comden and Green. Just hear him turning himself inside out and using, what, 40 years of show business to hit every note. Well, from the macro to the micro, sometimes somebody can take a huge, big number and with a little bit of wit and a little bit of wisdom manage to turn it inside out. Here is Chris Connor towards the end of her career, but so truthfully singing the song, you would think that it was had been around in cabarets for decades. Chris Connor.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever a as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast. Ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast. Beauty and the Beast.
Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Would I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was
makes this world a little free. Was there too much of a crowd? All too lush and loud. And not enough of me. Then ask myself my whole life long. What went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life?
Zowie. Well, we went from the miniature stylings of Chris Connor. I think Richard Rodney Bennett is playing with her on Beauty and the Beast. To the macro emotionalism of Edie Gourmet singing the 11 o'clock number from MAME. And again, some of you who listen to the program on a frequent basis know that I just find that such a knockout song. It might be rather different from Angela Lansbury's more, I don't know, dramatically realized in the context of the show performance, and some of the lyrics are changed. But you have a performer like Edie Gourmet who knows her strengths, and she knows how to build an architecture. And that's what I think is so fascinating in terms of these great performances we've been listening to, is how someone knows not just how to sing something, but how to build it and how to judge their effects, as they used to say. Well, here is a song you all know. I think I've heard, I don't know, 2-3 dozen versions of it. I've certainly played at least a dozen over our last 8 years. And then I heard it on the radio, and it really struck me. It struck me so thunderously that I had to literally pull over on the side of the road and absorb it. And then, of course, I had to run around and try to find it. It is a Japanese recording, so very rare, of Johnny Hartman, who we don't play nearly enough, a great jazz balladeer, singing Send in the Clowns. And it actually gave me the inspiration to do this whole show, which is what happens when you hear something that you've heard 100 times, but somebody does something different with it and makes you reevaluate what it's about. So here he is with a jazz combo. I think Roland Hanna is on the piano. And just listen to it and listen to his phrasing and listen how he emphasizes different words. And all of a sudden, the meaning of the song, which had been apparent for years, but you just see new meanings and new revelations in it. So that's my gift to you, listeners. We're at the beginning of September, so I suppose we're at the beginning of the theatrical season. So we have lots of surprises and entertainment and fun here, as always, on Broadway to Main Street. So keep listening. And in the meantime, we'll send you out with the one, the only, Johnny Hartman.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, and one who clouds. ascend in the clouds. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual friend. Sure of my lies, but no one is there. Don't you love us? My fault, I fear. I thought you'd want what I want. So sorry, my dear. Where are the clouds? Quick, send in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here. Now, isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clouds? There ought to be clouds. Well, maybe next year. Where are the clouds? Ah, there ought to be clouds. But maybe next
well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.